Jeff, thanks for joining us for the Silver City Report. We're starting off this week talking about a historic theater in downtown Silver City. The Silco Theater may have new owners. What can you share?
The Silco Movie Theater opened in 1923 on North Bullard Street in downtown Silver City, and it fell into disrepair and was renovated and opened up again by the town of Silver City in 2016. The town owns the theater, and since its opening in 2016 was managed by Chris Aquino and his son Zachary. They stepped down as operators, and a couple old friends, Bob Grunstein and Joe Navon, stepped up and are now managing the theater.
That's exciting news, Jeff. So do the new owners plan any new changes to the theater?
So Navon and Grunstein are new to the theater business. They have hired another newbie, Miles Johnson, to manage the day-to-day operations of the theater. The first thing they're planning on doing is expanding concessions. They are even hoping to have the concessions stand open through the day for people to get fountain drinks and such. The other thing they'd really like to do is bring in live performances. The theater is one of less than 50 in the United States that shows first-run movies in a historic old movie theater. And they would like to supplement that with live performances, both local touring and music stuff. To do that, they need to extend the stage that is there and reinforce the existing stage. But they've got a lot of energy for this project and are very excited about the new direction the Silco is taking.
Well, that's some exciting news for an already vibrant downtown. Now, I want to move on and talk about a project being proposed that may offer an opportunity to capture storm water. Tell us the news.
There's a group in Grant County called the Grant County Neighborhood Orchards Project, and they've got about 14 standalone orchards of fruit trees and native plants around the county, mostly at elementary schools and other public places. This past Sunday, the group held a volunteer day to kind of clean up and prune an orchard and native grass plot that they've got near Goff Park in downtown Silver City. This is an example of how stormwater, and of course Silver City gets heavy, heavy storm rains, how stormwater can be used to promote growth of native plants and fruit trees that provide food that's free for the taking. With the help of Van Clothier of Stream Dynamics and Asher Gelbert of New Green Energy Now, they designed a system that in a heavy storm diverts about 35,000 gallons of water into the basin that's in the center of this garden/orchard. It's a pretty impressive amount of water that would normally just go into the ditch and out of town. There are quite a few of these catchments around town. Van Clothier, he works with the town of Silver City to design these basins, said he's got about 80 of them. This wildscaped orchard will be featured on a field trip tour during the Gila River Festival that's coming up in middle of September. The tour is on Thursday, September 19th, and folks who are interested in taking it can look online at GilaRiverFestival.org and sign up. There's a registration form there.
Okay, Jeff, thanks a lot. Now we're going to CP Thompson, who has news about an area runner who is running hundreds of miles to raise money for a cause. CP, what can you tell us about the runner and what he is running for?
So there's a guy named Tony Russ, a Pinos Altos native, who began his journey from Pinos Altos all the way up to Pine. And he is doing this because it's a 400-mile journey. And why he's doing this is because he would like to basically get pledges, donations, for his website, Run Towards a Better World. Folks can pledge three types of organizations like the El Paso Shooting Victims Fund, No More Deaths, or his website on his own. And so he began his trip last Tuesday and is heading up to Pine, Arizona ahead of his race, the Mogollon Monster 100, which begins on Thursday. So in total, he's running about 500 miles from last week to the end of this week.
Okay, CP, thanks a lot. We wish him the best of luck, and we want to thank you for joining us on the Silver City Report.
Thank you.